why did the king ride out in front waving a big flag? It's like he was wearing a sign that said, "Hit me."
What the king really wanted was to show his army that he was fighting with them. Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I am so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. If you're going through a hard time in life alone, it's pretty easy to become discouraged. It might be a lot easier or at least more bearable if you had someone going through it with you. Remember this, if you're a Christian, God is always with you and ready to help you, just like a king leading his army in battle. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Our story for today is called The Banner. "That was a great movie," Braden said as he turned off the TV. "But the way people fought wars long ago sure was different than now." Colton nodded. "When that whole troop of knights on horses came charging down the hill, it threw the enemy into total chaos." "Yeah, but there's something I don't get. Why did that king ride out in front waving a big flag?" asked Braden. "It's almost as if he were wearing a sign that said, 'Hit me.'" "Actually, it was a banner, a rallying point for the king's troops," explained Dad, who had watched the movie with the boys. "Seeing that their leader was with them, fighting the enemy, gave the whole army courage in the face of attack." "So, instead of making the king a target for the enemy, the banner was more like an 'I am with you' sign for the troops?" asked Colton. "Right," said Dad. "Just this week, I needed that kind of encouragement myself. And do you know where I got it? From the Bible." "You did?" asked Colton. Dad nodded. "I was totally overwhelmed with the work I had to do this week," he explained. "Then I read about the victory God gave Israel over the Amalekites. Afterward, Moses built an altar to God and named it, 'The Lord is my banner.' So in my mind, I imagined God leading me like a banner, giving me encouragement and strength for what I had to do." "Did it work?" asked Braden. "Did it make the tough stuff disappear?" "It didn't make everything easy," said Dad. "I still had to work long hours, but God gave me the energy I needed." He smiled. "When I focus on God's promises, it was like he was waving a banner, reminding me that he was with me. I remembered that Jesus defeated sin and death on the cross so that I could have a relationship with him forever, and that means I never have to face anything alone. I can always trust him to help me and give me strength. God didn't make the battle go away, but he promised to be with me through it." "Wow," said Braden. "The next time I face something hard, like exams or testing, I'll remember that Jesus is my banner too." So how about you? What tough things do you have to face? Do you feel like God isn't interested in your problems? Well, he is. Jesus died and rose again so you could have a relationship with him forever, one that starts now and stretches into eternity. He promises to be with you through everything you face. So trust him to help you with difficult assignments, comfort you when you're sad, and show you how to respond to people. He'll be a banner for you, just like he was for Moses. Our key verse is found in Exodus chapter 17, verse 15.
"Moses built an altar and named it, 'The Lord is my banner.'"
And our key thought for Sunday, God is your banner. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for his blessings and ask him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.